You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you, love?
I'm very good. Top of the morning to you
top
also.
Oh, the morning. Todd, how are you?
I thought he was going to call me love for a minute, Carol.
Well, he's going to call, call you sweetie.
Ever call
I am,
you that.
I am well, sir. How are you?
All right. I'm doing great. We got a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. His name is Colin Edelstein. He's a director with North South Constructs. Welcome to the show, Colin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Colin, before we get into it, take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. Thanks for asking. I started in the multifamily business in 1999. I was the charter employee of a about-to-be-growing real estate development firm here in Atlanta. And from 99 to about 2006, our little company developed roughly 5,000 units of multifamily throughout the Southeast. In 2006, one of the partners and myself and one of our charter employees left and started a new company also doing multifamily development where we were up until about mid-2008. Then mid-2008, as we all know, the economy started to crumble around us. And like several folks in the industry, I yet again left my firm and started my own company doing primarily development services and consulting still in the multifamily world. It was that move specifically in 2008 that led me to North South Constructs. I was working on a specific 90-unit new construction senior housing development. I hired North South Constructs to build for me. And that was sort of the stepping stone for our relationship moving forward.
So tell us a little bit more about North South Constructs.
Well, North South Constructs is a 25-year-old company that is that formed out of a holding company or a vertically integrated real estate group that included development, operations, and construction. Similar to my flight path, if you will, in the industry, around 2008, North South Constructs was born out of the North South groups, primarily to separate the construction company from the rest of the operations, which is essential in the world of surety and payment and performance bonds.
You know, it's interesting. When I think multifamily, I'm thinking 2, 3, 4 units together. And you mentioned that one project you had 90.
Yes.
I mean, what's the difference in the range? I mean, it's got to be a whole different project to do a 2-family home than a 90-family home. Which end of the scale are you on?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. Sort of personally, professionally, I've done developments as small as 48 units and as large as just over 600. Your question is also interesting because I don't really know what to call duplexes or quads if you're just doing those as standalone deals. I mean, certainly that's multifamily because it's more than one, but I think it's common to think a multifamily is at least more than 4 units. North South Constructs as a company, we just completed and had a grand opening for a development that's 28 units. It's a permanent supportive housing development for formerly homeless veterans. Really exciting deal that we built for a phenomenal company here in Atlanta called Quest 35. And then on the high end, we're in pre-construction right now on developments that'll be north of 300 units.
It's a big range.
Yeah.
So what makes North South unique?
Part of it's our background. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, I like to think there are several things that make us unique, but but certainly our corporate philosophy and our corporate background as owners with an integrated construction company has led our construction company, particularly in our third-party business, to approach construction with those things in mind that we think owners find important. And having owned multifamily properties for 25-plus years now, there's more to our participation in the planning process than just what's it cost today. We try to help our owners look at what's it going to cost 5 years down the road if you don't do it right today. Or even more specifically, how can you do it right today so it doesn't cost you anything in 5 or 10 years? Another component to that, I think, is my background and being with a construction company. It is very, very common for folks in our industry who are on the construction side of the business or the financial side of the business to leave their career and get into development. Everyone thinks development is, you know, helicopters and private golf courses, and we just roll around in money, but it's a lot of hard work. I frankly am the only person I know to have gone from development into construction. And I did so not because I know anything about construction, because I really don't. And if you guys asked me to build this table, I couldn't. But, so I'm very, very well supported by a back office of just exceedingly competent people. But getting back to the first point of how we approach things as with an owner's intent in mind, my now being with a construction company allows me to play a role and to sort of see what to talk to owners and developers with an understanding of what they go through on a day-to-day basis.
All right. We'll be back with Colin Edelstein after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Colin Edelstein, a director with North-South Constructs.
Colin, just before the break, you were talking about designing the building, the multifamily dwelling, with the owner in mind. I mean, it's one thing to have one owner and build something that one owner wants. If you're designing for 50 or 100 or 200 people, how the heck do you do that?
Well, that's a great question and a very interesting one, too. Thankfully, it's one that we haven't had to experience. When I talk about multifamily, it's primarily rental apartments. And so my gut, if I can speculate, is your question's geared more towards how do you do a condominium development where you may have 100 or 200 owners? And thankfully, even in the case of that, as in my development background, I went down that path a few times. You still really have one owner developer who puts that deal together, is responsible for managing design, is responsible for hiring a sales force, is responsible for engaging a construction company like us. And then it's incumbent upon him to go sell it to 200 owners or 100 owners. So as a construction group, thankfully, we haven't had to face that.
Talk to us a little bit. You were recently named to the board of director of CaringWorks. What is that and what's your role with that group?
CaringWorks is another one of these organizations that, frankly, if you can't get behind their mission, I don't think you have a soul. CaringWorks, much like Quest 35, is a service provider with a particular focus and emphasis on housing the homeless. I historically had run into CaringWorks because of my background developing affordable housing, and I know the president and CEO of CaringWorks very well. Really, my current participation stemmed just from a cup of coffee about 6 or 8 months ago. I wanted to reconnect with Dr. Carol Collard, who runs CaringWorks, who's just a wonderful, wonderful woman, truly one of the most mission-driven people I've encountered. And it was, the economy was starting to pick up. I had found myself, hadn't recently joined North South, and so sort of my role in the world had changed. My family we were having some more stability, if you will. It was just in talking to Carol over a cup of coffee, I said, my God, maybe I need to start giving back to the world a little bit. And so I might be one of the only unsolicited asks that Carol's ever had to be a board member of North. But they're a great group. Their focus is supportive services, I would call formerly homeless.
Well, kudos to you for making that kind of investment of your personal time. That's just, it's the right thing to do. So a little bit of a different angle. It's hard to be in construction, I would think, today without green as a big deal. Talk to us about that.
Sure. We're very, very excited. Actually, recently, well, we're a two-time champion, if you will, with the Earthcraft Multifamily Project of the Year.
Wow.
We won, actually, in 2010, for the development that I put together that North South built for me, and then again recently in 2012 on the Alan Wilson development for the Decatur Housing Authority. Green technologies continue to evolve. The capital cost implications of green technologies continue to be a moving target, as are the economic benefits of those technologies that are implemented. So it's really important, we feel like, to have a competent design team, by design architect, engineer, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, structural, guys who understand how to incorporate green features into a building, how to design them, understanding their implications, again, costs and benefits, and then having a competent general contractor who will actually furnish, equip, and install those technologies into the building. The incorporation of green technologies it's exciting to see its adoption now, but it's one cog to me that's in a greater step of how to properly manage the design and construction of a multifamily deal. It's something that needs to be talked about, and thankfully it is being talked about now.
All right. Well, Colin, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about North South Constructs?
I'm happy to give out my cell phone number. It's 678-576-7904, and my email address is Colin, that's C-O-L-I-N, at norsouth, norsouth.com. And thanks so much for having me.
Well, it was our pleasure. Colin Edelstein, the director with North South Constructs. It was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Justin Atchison. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Delaney, what do you got for us?
Well, I have an exciting spring sale event from Construction Resources. This is their semi-annual sale this year. As always, it's on Mother's Day weekend, so it's a great time to get Mother's Day presents for your mom. And the sale will be Friday, May 10th and Saturday, May 11th. And you can enjoy 70% off premium countertops and specialty products.
What percent?
70% off on premium countertops.
70.
See, I was paying attention. I heard
70. that's quite a sale.
But it's Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend, the Friday and Saturday of Mother's Day weekend.
It's because your mother wants a new kitchen.
Yes.
So everyone's supposed to rush out and get their mother a new kitchen.
Yes, they are. And I know for a fact that there will be 15% off on all Cambria inventory, which is a big deal.
That's awesome. Cambria.
In addition to the 70, or is that a
just the Cambria is 15% off.
Okay, which if that's the audience doesn't understand, that's a significant discount.
What are some of the other big name brands that will be discounted?
You'll find Kohler, Rubbermaid, Artisan Group, Mohawk, and a lot more. There will be more than 30 project managers on hand to help you find what you need, help you make the design selections. With so many different colors and products to choose from, you may need a little bit of help. And there will be a shuttle running across the 13-acre campus, and you can also tour their 30,000-square-foot design center.
Yeah, I know. If you've ever seen that place, if you cannot find what you want on that campus, you're not going to find it.
Well, it's just most places you go to, they have one or two people, but 30?
30 people.
30, as in 30. I mean, that's amazing.
And then 70% off? That blows my mind.
It's a good deal.
Well, Delaney, where can people get more information on this?
Well, you can visit the Construction Resources website at crhomeusa.com. And that wraps today's deal of the day.
All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Justin Atchison, the owner of Builders Floor Covering and Tile. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate you carving out some time. Before we get into it, take a second and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
So in 2008, I was actually a builder, like half the country, it appears, was, and actually doing fairly well up through 2008. And then in 2009, just like everybody, the market caught me, and you know, I kind of started looking around saying, well, what am I going to do next? That is how I got into Builders Floor Covering and Tile. Actually, the guy who did my work was Paul Clayton, the previous owner, and he approached me at lunch one day and informed me that he was shutting his doors, you know, couldn't stay open, was owed too much through the builder community. And in essence, the light bulbs went off. I loved his staff, loved his people, loved the business. I thought it was a great opportunity. And so I had the idea of taking it and making it into retail. Getting away from builders, he was 90% builder business, and we took his business. And I initially helped him to transition it into retail, and he soon, I guess, realized that I was better suited to do that than he was. And so literally I took over the business in 2010, and we have grown substantially since then. We've now got 4 locations here in Atlanta, one of which is in Buckhead, the other in Decatur and Buford and Alpharetta. So we now have 4 locations.
Very exciting. So tell us a little bit more about the company as well as your new partnership with CR Home.
We actually officially merged January 1st with Construction Resources, which is CR Home. CR Home obviously is a 43-year-old counter fabrication business in Decatur. My relationship with Sonny and Mitch Hires, who are great folks, we had actually been talking about this from the day I took on the company, just because they saw a great opportunity with what they had. And they were doing a little bit of flooring, but not any substantial amount of flooring. With our partnership and our merger now, we're positioned with some of the largest brands, you know, Mohawk, Shaw, BoYu, and then with our combined resources as far as a company goes from a labor position, we're actually now in a position to be super competitive and also service a lot of different needs. So if a customer comes in, whether it be through a designer, a remodeler, a builder, you know, real estate person, they can send them to one location and we're able to service them from a lot of different positions. So it really helps to be able to send someone in and us service a lot of opportunities, countertops, flooring. We do custom closets, shelving, built-ins, mirror shelving, shower doors. So really for anything to do with the kitchen and bath, we can service just about any need that you have.
Well, I'm just thinking about your background, and I know you transformed the company into a retail operation very successfully, obviously. Are you still working with builders, or how do you work with the builders and the buyers? There's got to be a combination there.
Well, that was the goal of transitioning the company, wasn't to be 100% retail. Retail is obviously a need of the market, just due to the fact that we needed the volume to keep us competitive as a company. But still, half of our business is still to this day, it is builders. And so we still work very well with builders. And obviously my background being a builder, at the end of the day, I'm still a builder at heart. My family has been in construction. You know, my great grandfather, and my father were all in construction.
But you'll never get away from it.
No, no. And so, you know, to answer that is we have some systems in place that make it efficient for a builder to operate. You know, I understand what a schedule means and deadlines and timeframes, and you know, I get that not just from a flooring guy's perspective, but I also get it from a contractor's perspective. My background was actually, I went to Gwinnett Tech for residential construction management. So I get the background that needs to go in, the support system and allocations and budgeting and, you know, helping a builder understand how to stay within margin and keep those efficiencies. And we work really well with their customers as well.
So I know you have a big sales event coming up. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So April 27th, we'll have Tanya Nyack with HGTV. We're very excited. Through our partnership with Mohawk, we were able to pick that up. We're basically doing from April 19th to the 29th, we're going to have a free installation of all Smart Strand and Smart Strand Silk, which Smart Strand Silk is one of the newest products that Mohawk has rolled out. If you haven't felt it yet, it is absolutely one of the softest carpets that has ever been made. But it's also one of the most durable, and it's stain resistant. It actually comes with a lifetime stain resistant warranty, which is pretty exciting for a product.
All right. We'll be back with Justin Etchison after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Justin Etchison, owner of Builders Floor Covering and Tile.
Well, I was kind of blown away right before the break talking about a lifetime guarantee on a carpet. That's incredible. What other kind of things are coming like that?
Actually, there's a few new products that we have that we're real excited about. Obviously, Smart Strand Silk is an exclusive product that you only can find through a line dealers with Mohawk. Think of like a dealership for car manufacturer, Ford dealerships, Chevy dealerships, right? We are Mohawk's dealership here in Atlanta. We actually have won in 2009 and 2012. We were their dealers of the year. So we really push them, and they're better goods, they're better products. We have offerings of selections that you can't just go in and find at a Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere like that. But as far as products go, Smart Strand Silk has that lifetime installation warranty. It also, we offer that coupled with our services, and you get a lifetime installation warranty. So literally, if we install it incorrectly as a company, not only are you getting a lifetime stain resistant, but you're also getting our lifetime installation. So you're not going to have any issues from a product standpoint as well as an installation standpoint.
Peace of mind.
Exactly.
So let's go back to the sale for a minute. Tell us what kinds of offers, what kinds of discounts, you know, what are we going to find at the sale in addition to Tanya?
Our biggest thing that we've done is with the manufacturer, we've gotten some pretty big rebates from them, which has allowed us to do free installation of all Smart Strand carpets. We've never had that offer before.
It's free on top of all the warranty stuff.
And it's a legitimate free. There's a lot of companies, you know, that offer $39 installations or whatever. We actually are truly doing a free installation. So if you come in our store today, you won't come back later and see those same prices. We legitimately are doing a pretty substantial sale. The manufacturer trying to get out there and get this new product of silk in home so people can test it and talk about it to their neighbors. So they're really pushing that this month. So we'll have that. We also have a new product called Armor Max, which is manufactured by Mohawk, and it's hardwoods. And there's a thing called a Tabor test. Tabor test is the rotation of wood that actually tells how long something wears. The typical Tabor test stops at about 1600 on wood. This thing goes to 2600, and it still could keep going. It isn't even worn through the finish. What that means for the end consumer at the end of the day is that you have hardwoods that are infused and impregnated with a chemical resin that actually makes the hardwood physically stronger so it lasts longer. So it's pretty substantial stuff. It's beautiful. Beautiful products.
Wow. I mean, that's cool. If somebody with a growing family, a bunch of kids and pets and things, that kind of a floor, yeah. Hardwood yeah. Floor would be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just thinking, floor covering is not a decision that most people do all that often. Talk about the process. If I'm going to come in and I want some carpet and I want some hardwood, I want something else, talk me through how you'd help me make that decision.
Sure. There's a few things. Obviously, most people find us online these days. If you go to our website, which is getnewfloorstoday.com, that's the primary first, you know, impression of a customer. We actually have a lot of information on our website that you can do research on products and get familiar with things that, you know, are industry knowledge for you. We really try and educate the consumer even before they come in our doors. But let's just say you come in and you or one of your customers has no idea what they're looking for. We have trained people in our staff to ask the right questions. You know, do you have children? How many levels is your home? What kind of traffic patterns? What's the use of that space? And our designers that are on staff understand what products to actually encourage you to buy into and help not just sell you what we're trying to sell. There's so many companies out there that seem to come to your home and, you know, the famous guys that bring it to your home, right? We don't do that. We actually encourage you to come into our stores because we want you to see the options that we have, not just the options that we have to bring to you, but all of our options. You know, most of our stores are about 5,000 square feet.
So oh,
big,
wow.
Big stores.
And there's four of them.
There's four of them throughout Atlanta.
Outstanding. Well, Justin, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? And again, where can they learn more about builders, floor covering, and tile?
So getnewfloorstoday.com is our website. Our phone number is 770-945-4097.
GetNewFloorsToday.com. I love it. All right. Justin Atchison, the owner of Builders Floor Covering and Tiles. Great to have you. Thanks so much
for stopping by
and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love you to comment and leave a rating on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Colin Edelstein, Justin Atchison, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.